see it. Yeah, and then he went straight to it. Yeah, I really do see it now.
Like 2019, 2019, I see it. 2022? No. Shit.
Oh, God. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast, the only podcast where we host interventions. Sage, tell us how much alcohol is in your cup.
You didn't need to do this. You ain't need to do this, man. Look, bro. Juice.
What percentage of it is filled?
Juice. V8.
How much juice? How much juice? How much alcohol? Percentage. How much juice? How much alcohol?
What's the splits?
And we shooting like 20-80 splits.
15, that's a good split. That's a good 15, split.
15-85 splits.
It's like 85 mean the alcohol?
I plead the fifth.
That's crazy.
That's a good split.
Also, what's the volume on the cup? How much of the cup is filled?
It's like halfway.
It's 2/3, Chad.
Yo, this is crazy. Y'all will never pour a cup in front of y'all again.
Just from the alcohol alone, it's half.
This is absurd, bro. Chat, I'm literally for cameras, bro. I don't do this shit, bro. I'm a camera.
Fuck that. Sage, I'll drink with you one day, but we got to drink together. Sage, drink like me. I like it.
He's an alcoholic. Listen, we got the guys in the building. But before we introduce ourselves, we have a very special guest with us. I'm talking big guest, $100 million man, Jalen Brunson in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Congrats on the payday, man!
Congratulations!
Now you're in New York. No, we got CJ the champ in the building. We got CJ the champ in the building. CJ, how you doing today?
Y'all, what's good with y'all? What's good with y'all?
Oh my God! Oh, this is
welcome
be a good
to keep
one.
It a buck. This is gonna be a good time.
This is gonna be a good one.
B-Sos, how you doing today?
Doing good, doing fantastic.
Damo, how you doing today?
Oh, I am in a pissy mood. I tell you what, kindness cost me a PlayStation 5 today. I will never be kind again.
Damn, that's
what the.
Yeah. Dang, if only we had like, you know, a budget for a console.
That's crazy. Yeah, right. Only if you know.
That's crazy.
Yo, no, let's play Mario Party after.
Gotta dust my fucking Switch off.
This is nuts. Nigga, pick up the GameCube controller.
Matter of fact,
this shit is crazy.
He still got the saran wrap on it, bro. It's just crazy.
This is genuinely dusty. Y'all can't even
see
it.
Oh my God.
It's not even
Sage, how you doing today?
I'm good, bro. I'm about to turn up, but I'm not alcoholic. I just have a good time.
That's what alcoholics say.
Listen, if you're new to this and you want to be true to this, make sure you hit that join button. And that middle tier will get you into the Discord. The Discord gets you into the live sessions of how to put a condom on. I think that's a very valuable lesson that not a lot of people know how to do. If you clip anything from this stream, hashtag LKIAB everywhere you go. And last but not least, before we get this podcast started, this right here is a super chat.
Super chat too.
HTK, is this Houston, Texas Kage Gaming?
Houston, Texas Kage.
That's a wild Kage.
I'm the Texas Kage.
Says, go ahead. Kage. And get any tequila with cran watermelon. Sensational. Yeah, are you just Greg Abbott, bro? You're not a Kage, bro. Yeah, we'll stop anything we're doing to read a super chat. The funnier, the better. I'm not going to lie to you. Quick little, why do you wear a condom? Okay, all right, this is crazy. Quick question just to open the floor, you know. If you could live in any anime universe, which universe would it be and why? CJ, go ahead.
Any slice of life, because I'm not being in a damn shonen, bro. I don't want people blowing up my planet, blowing up my street, or none of that, bro. That's fair. So I'm taking any slice of life. I'm just going to chill.
That's fair. Sage?
Easy, My Hero or Pokemon. My Hero, you got WRNG to get a power. You got WRNG to get a power. Pokemon, you are locked to have a power. Easy.
That's tough. That was Damo. What's yours?
I'm gonna go big brain with this one. Not even big brain, just left field. Dorohedoro universe. I'm gonna be the illest, blackest sorcerer in the land, nigga. That's my pick.
Yeah, bro.
B Souls.
I'll be in Caruco, bro. I'm still watching basketball. No cap.
What was that junk called, bro? The five what? You remember that shit? Nah, I don't either. Crazy.
The magic five or whatever.
Yeah, some magical five where the blue dude was invisible. So I don't know.
That's that basketball anime?
Yeah.
I tried to watch it one time. I like basketball too much to watch that shit. I'm sorry.
Same. That's why I stopped. Yeah, I stopped after season one. Bro with green hair was pulling up from half court, and I kid you not, at like a 70% clip.
Like, I gave up. I can't even tell you who it was. All I seen was Buddy hit a crossover just, all you see, duh. He's so fast.
Oh, my God.
I cannot believe the speed. What is going on? The ball went from one hand to another hand. What am I going to do?
Imagine someone having a full-on monologue mid-basketball.
Mid-crossover. Not even mid-game. Mid-crossover, he's having a midlife crisis.
He got to inbound the ball. He's just sitting there. I can't believe it. Having a fucking flashback. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, there was one scene. He just threw like a simple entry pass to the post. Defender was like, yo, I didn't see that coming. Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro.
I think if I had to pick one, I think I would. It's gonna sound very casual. It's Dragon Ball Z. I feel like wait. I like the whole idea of like every once in a while there's some life threatening thing. I would take my approach to life differently, and I feel like I could pull off like a Krillin type beat. Be very mid. Get a bad wife that I could just shut off. And yeah, you just keep it pushing from there.
Pocket pussy. You want a vibrating pocket pussy? That's what.
I got another question for you.
Oh God!
The pod later.
The pod. All right.
Oh, man. Listen, for those that don't know, which I don't know who doesn't know, because we got big 1 million CJ in the building. Give round of.
Oh yeah,
we don't see gold.
That's a big accomplishment. Yeah. You see the plaque? Yeah. You know what
I'm saying? Got a plaque in the background?
Hell yeah, bro! They just delivered that bitch the other day.
Oh my God!
The UPS man. The UPS man walked up and he was like, "Oh, who got a plaque right here?"
He said like, that?
Me, nigga.
He knew?
Yeah, he somehow knew.
Nigga, open the box. Nigga,
somehow knew. I bet.
Open the box. Who the fuck is this?
Well, I think the box has like YouTube branding for those who have.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my bad.
Oh,
but it's not. But it's fine.
Damn.
Zip your pants up, bro.
Yo, CJ, like, let me know if I'm wrong. Like, was there like YouTube packaging on the box? Like,
it was a package, but it low key didn't have the tape on it, though.
Okay. Maybe the update.
Oh, this is getting lazy now.
Got my shit like 3 years ago. Maybe
that's what. But even if it had YouTube packaging, even if it had, I know Beastos is flexing. Even if it had YouTube packaging, it doesn't say, "Hey, YouTube plaque for CJ the Champ, 1 million." It doesn't. I don't think it says that. I don't know.
No, it just had my name and address on that.
He opened that motherfucker easy.
Oh God.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell the world about yourself, and tell us about your meteoric rise. Because I did the math. There was 38 videos, one Eminem subscribers. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, hey, bro. All I'm just gonna preach. I preach quality over quantity. Don't put out dog shit. Make sure you put out some good ass shit, bro. That's my motto, bro. So just it don't matter how many times you upload. Like it really don't. Like, all you just do is just make sure you just put out your best content you could possibly produce, and it could take you ways, bro. All that. Yo, who in the chat said I'm fine?
Oh, don't look at chat. That's rule number one. That's rule number one. Don't
do it.
You're going to lose. You're going to lose. Don't look at chat, bro. Don't look at chat, bro.
Where'd you start off at?
I started off on TikTok.
Dang, what are you doing on TikTok?
I was just screaming into a damn. Hold on, I think I got it with me. Oh, no, never mind, I don't. But I was screaming into. Don't you know, like the little wired mouse mic with the Apple white mic? I was screaming in that bitch. Man, I would just be like mic. Just screaming, and that's it.
About what?
Just anime shit. Well, I mean, I started off on some weird shit. I was rating porn stars.
What?
No cap.
That's not weird.
Yeah, okay. No. There was
this trend that was going on, right?
I'm about to say, you feel this is home for you. You can write
you know
it right
what?
Now.
Actually, it's not weird for this podcast. You motherfuckers are sick. I didn't forget a thing. No. This is, I'm sorry, CJ. You may not know what I'm talking about here. So let me be very
This is
clear.
The question I want to ask.
Let me be very clear. Yeah, you sick bastards.
I'll set it up for the TikTok. Hold on. I'll set up for the TikTok.
Talk to us.
Would y'all fuck Lola Bunny?
No.
How is that related to what we're talking about?
That Bunussy going crazy.
Bunussy?
Bunussy, yes.
What Bunussy. The fuck is Bunussy?
What Lona Bunny got?
I know.
Go to jail! What is happening? Go to jail!
Lock me up.
I'm talking about fucking furries, bro. Nah. I don't give a shit, bro. She got fur on her.
Thank you. Y'all want hair on your dick.
Wait. So do y'all have sex?
Don't
that's
shave, so I don't know.
Yes, I'm saying. Do you have sex with women who aren't shaved? Do you have sex with women who aren't shaved?
That was your problem.
What the fuck? All right. I thought we grew up.
You have hair on your dick.
L point. Fair enough. That's a good point. I walked into that one. L point. But you know what the fuck I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
You want bestiality to just be cool.
You're taking it too far.
And on top of that, it's not even like I'm taking it too far. You want to fuck a pixelated animal? I don't think I'm taking anything too far. You can't just shake your head to this shit.
Somebody in the chat said, "Is America free if we can't do what we want to do with bunnies?" Listen. Since that's what you started off with, what's the lowest and what's the highest rated porn star that you rated back in the day?
Let me think. The lowest was Sarah J. Obviously, that bitch like you can't Sam.
Thank you.
You pissed half the chat off. Go ahead.
Yeah, bro. I'm sorry, y'all. She ugly as fuck.
It's 3-2. But,
type shit.
Highest I rated. Let me think. I think it was like Skylar Vox or some shit.
Skylar Vox.
Ooh. That's the highest?
I don't know, bro.
Let's play a game. Okay. Let's play a game. Can I pull this up on YouTube without getting flagged? Let me share my
survey screen. Says.
No, let me stop.
Why don't you get the pickup and then share your screen?
Yeah. Why are you doing this at once? Like, why are you doing this live?
Is this Skylar Vox?
Oh yeah, let me see how she look.
Wait.
I know I should.
Hold on. Okay. I think I can do it.
Safe search. Now,
yeah, you can just do it on PG search.
But yeah, let me do it on my shit.
Is this Skylar Vox?
Hey, bro, she got some big ass.
That's her.
I don't even know if I can say the word on
There ain't no way she top tier.
Hold on.
You gotta look at other shit, bro.
Not this picture.
No, that picture ugly as fuck. Trust me.
And definitely not this picture.
I ain't gonna lie, CJ 03.
She looked real normal.
Let me tell y'all something.
You gave her a 10?
It's a nasty wiki page.
It's crazy.
This is disgusting. This has everything about her.
That's Leo.
How is she a Leo born in January?
How? Niggas just be lying. This motherfucker. January Leo.
Look at this horny freak, bro. Skylar is a her for real.
Oh my god.
Let me look at my behind the scenes search to let y'all know if, like, you know what I'm saying, he might have been onto something for real.
This nigga Omar horny for no reason.
Oh, she's a taker now. She be taking it now.
Oh. Yeah,
what she be taking, Omar?
And she got the roast beef on her. She Arby's for real. Okay.
What does that mean?
I've never.
She got an NFT, bro.
I feel like I know what he means, and I'm scared to know what he means.
No, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Okay, I know exactly what he means. Fuck.
So if that's your highest rated, then is that your favorite as well? Like your favorite porn star of all time?
Oh, nah.
Who's your go-to? Who's the go-to?
He just denied it quick as shit.
Damn, there's a lot, bro.
There's a lot of go-tos?
Yeah. Okay, you got a bottle of lotion. You got 2 minutes before your parents come back home. Who is, like, where are you going to first, like, to get it? You know it's about to hit. I need to get to that one video right now.
I'll just go with a Bella Danger. Fuck it.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I hate y'all. Y'all
I mean, like, bro, it's fine. It's respectable, bro.
Hey, Sarah Banks. Man. Sarah Banks for me. Sarah Banks for me. She's getting it done every time.
I just know niggas don't like it because she got a raspy ass voice.
Sarah Banks.
Have y'all ever seen the comments on the porn video, bro?
Bro, they're hilarious.
They're so critical of whatever the fuck is going on the screen.
I seen one and it ruined Sarah Banks for me forever, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I went in the comments and they were like, oh my God. I just can't, like, her butthole looks so used, and now I can't unsee it. I can't unsee it. It ruined it forever. I can't unsee it.
Critiquing a porn.
Also, the like to dislike ratio is always, like, bad on porn videos.
Do people not understand how crazy it is? You're not talking about her content. You're talking about her, dog.
A raspy voice, though, would get me out of the A game, though. Like, if I'm mid-stroke and she says, oh, yeah.
This one girl
was
school.
That would shovel me up.
Give it to me, daddy. Come on, bro. You sound like you smoke six.
Even the moans are raspy, bro. Come on. Yeah.
Would y'all prefer a raspy or a deep voice?
Deep voice.
Okay.
Okay, so wait. So somebody else has a question. We'll keep going. Question for CJ. This is from Joe B. I'm not going to act like I can pronounce this next name. Yeah, how do you feel knowing that you inspired two of the most fire tracks of this modern era? Hashtag Black Air Force Energy.
Modern tracks. Yeah, I actually don't know what he was referring to.
I don't know what he's talking about. Hey, yo, donate five again and tell us what you mean.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Yeah, explain it with $6, actually.
Low key. Okay, so you put the porn down, you pick up the anime, you start screaming at the phone for anime. What makes you decide to go from TikTok to YouTube?
TikTok's, I felt like my format didn't fit TikTok. You feel me? Like, cause I felt like I could talk about like way more stuff, but like, you know, TikTok only got like a minute long. And like, I can't do the shit that I like to do in just a minute. Cause like, that's just like cramming a bunch of shit in there in 1 minute, and then niggas gonna be like, well, what about this? What about that? Like, so that's why I just moved on to YouTube and just so I kind of like expand and like just keep on like doing more like stuff, kind of like upgrading it and stuff.
How was the conversion from your TikTok audience to YouTube? Because that's been like, in terms of people trying to do that, that's been like a big issue for a lot of TikTok creators, that motherfuckers like don't go to another channel or another Twitch or whatever.
See, that's the thing. My YouTube audience is completely different because it started, I think I converted about 40,000 over from TikTok. Dang, like straight
that's
off.
Still good. Yeah,
that's still good. That's
but really the good. Thing is, my first video that like really popped off was like my redo with Hiller shit. And that started getting in people that just like saw my stuff on YouTube. And then I just kept on doing that. And then that got to the point where I did like that first Black Air Force activity vid. And then that shit blew up. So, like, I would say that, yes, I still got some people that came from my TikTok, but I would say most of my audiences, like, found me on YouTube because I don't know how it just happened like that.
How many people did you, or how many TikTok subscribers, followers, or whatever did you have before coming over to YouTube?
About 1.3.
1.3? That's good. That's kind of good. 1.3.
Yeah, to get 40,000 out of that is
yeah,
even for 1.3 is solid. Because I know TikTokers with like a million that can't even get like 5K views.
Yeah, I'm gonna say
because the thing is it's just how that app works. Because people's attention spans are very, very low on that app. So like the only way you could ever pull some shit off like that, you got to be like engaging as fuck on there. Like, because niggas on TikTok will forget you, like just like that.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah, there's this TikToker. He funny as shit on the Maddens. And my boy, my squad, actually, they all fucking send his TikTok every fucking morning. And then one day they just stopped. And I was like, y'all. And then I saw his TikTok and I was playing it through the mic. And I was like, oh, yeah, this your like favorite TikTok. Y'all don't watch him no more? And they was just like, oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Yeah, nah, I don't know. I just don't watch it. He's just not the same. It's like, nigga, you make the same content. He's been making the same Nothing changed about this dude. If anything, he blew up. And now niggas don't fuck with him anymore. Crazy.
I was watching this little TikTok, like, let's call it a documentary, but it was on YouTube from Vice, and they were like, I post 4 TikToks a day on my own personal page, 4 times a day, 7 days a week, which
it's 20.
A lot of that, yeah, a lot of that content has to be bullshit, but that also doesn't include like the ones that they're in, like the videos the that they're in as well. Yeah, the collabs and shit. That's insane type of you know, content that you have to put out. What's it called? So was there, because again, 38 videos, a million subs, that's very, very impressive. Was there anybody that you watched to see like a strategy, or you just knew like, okay, this is how I'm gonna roll, and then something picked up and you just kind of ran that momentum?
So like, you talking about like inspirations or just like,
yeah, like inspirations?
Kinda, well, I had a bunch of inspirations. Burleazy, that's my number one, back with like the Exposed series and stuff. And then you call, of course, like RDC. I feel like RDC low-key kind of like helped, you know, like black people kind of like start talking about anime.
That's interesting.
Understandable.
Hey, no one disagrees.
The comments was on y'all ass too. It's crazy.
Hey, for some context, we did a YouTuber tier list, and we debated RDC for like, what, 10 minutes? If they were like at the top of the list, or like just a tier below. They're at the top.
Yeah.
He felt like,
I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Sage won that debate. No cap. Yeah.
No, but if he's saying that they helped him, like help black people, there's some credibility right there. I don't know.
Yeah, because I just feel like it just kind of like opened it up, like the space more. Kind of like you can do like unorthodox shit, because I kind of like thought like anime too back in the day was just like analytical shit. You just talking in this boring ass voice like this in this manga chapter. Deku fought Bakugo, blah 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 blah. Like, I'm bored of that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. Right. So like, it's just like they just brought their own spin on it. Like, so I guess it's just kind of like inspiration for me, because of like I could act like myself and kind of like just make videos like that. But that's just for me though. That's just my perspective on it.
I think that's happening for like a lot of niches though, like the analytics, like even NBA.
Yeah, I'm about to say, nigga, me.
Like, you know,
that's exactly how I viewed this shit, bro.
Like a lot of people blew up on being analytical, and then at some point, I'd say like 2 years ago, more people focused on like growing personalities and just being funny, because basketball ain't supposed to be like that serious. Let's be honest,
it's never supposed to be
that serious.
Like anime, it's a fucking cartoon, dog, and it's never supposed to. It's never supposed to go where it always does, bro. But let you have an opinion on a TV show, people don't know how to fucking act, bro. I already know. I'm a bit. I watch more anime content, I would say, than anybody up here. So I already know what you were referring
to. That's not true.
That's definitely true.
I'm a weeb.
Oh, all right, bet.
I've never heard him say that before in my life. Yeah, that was the first time he ever said that.
Nobody announces it, but I am.
Well, I was trying to get to. I was about to say is when you refer to the serious side, or we're talking about that serious side of your community. Are you like, would you ever make those "who would win in a fight" kind of videos? I know it's way off. But like, would you ever make those kind of videos, or would you just stray away? Like,
all that brings
the power scale
toxic ass shit. I don't want to be nowhere near that community, bro. Yeah, niggas be like, they just be some niggas just be debating some dumb ass shit.
Yeah,
like Goku versus something something. Hold on, somebody about to walk in this damn room. I hear their footsteps.
This nigga in trouble.
I hear their footsteps. Hold on. I know exactly
who
that is, too.
Yeah, go eat. I heard that.
That's the problem. That's the problem. That's the problem. When I'm in the summer, I'm at my parents' house when I'm in the summer. Mm-hmm. But
where are you? You in school?
Yeah, I'm in college.
Well, how far in are you?
I got one semester left, then I'm done.
Oh.
What's the plans looking like after school?
I guess YouTube. I mean, shit. If I wasn't this close, I would have dropped the fuck out.
That's what I was gonna ask. What's the degree in?
Communications.
So what's like if you was 2 semesters away, you would have dropped out of college, bro?
I would say if I was maybe 4 semesters away, I would drop out. But the thing is, I I think I picked up it back. Let me think. I'm trying to think when I started. I think it was like late sophomore year, but that was when I was on TikTok. So, you know, on TikTok, obviously you can't live off that paycheck. Yeah. But I think it was when YouTube started. But it was too late because once I started getting paid, I'm like, damn, I'm about to finish. So, I mean, I might as well just go ahead and just get it over with. Because, I mean, you always need a backup plan. So
facts.
Something like that.
I went through the exact same thing, bro. Did the exact same thing as well. Yeah. Just finished it.
Okay. Everybody got that story, bro. I did it for the family. I think everybody here would say the same for the most part. Did it for the folks more than you did it for yourself, type of shit. Hey, I damn half. For my mom. I
say half and half.
At that point,
you say half. Fuck your mom, right?
Nah, I had zero interest.
Go ahead, say it, Souls. Say it, Souls.
Nah, I love my mom.
What's it called? So,
Breaking news.
Do you find it hard to record videos when you're at home?
No, it's actually easier.
Mm. Oh, really?
Because I'm at my apartment with a bunch of friends there when I'm in college. But it's kind of weird being around them, like, recording and shit. Because, you know, like, I'm screaming at a fucking mic. Shit is weird as hell. The only, like, person that I kind of, like, feel comfortable recording around is my other roommate, who is actually a famous TikToker. Y'all know the Kid Key? He has a big ass afro with some baby shades.
I've seen him. I don't know him. I've seen him.
He's got a big ass afro with some baby shades. Basically.
Oh, I know who this is. I know who this is.
Yeah, that's my roommate.
Oh, PMA. Fuck. No cap.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Hey.
It's a small world.
It's a small world.
Small world.
Do you time your recordings so that, like, you record when people are out the house type shit?
Like back when I'm over there.
The boys are going out for lunch, like, you know what I'm saying? I'll eat later type shit.
Yeah, that's why I had to, like, kind of like, I kind of got to skip out on some stuff. It's sad, but I got to do it, bro.
Have you talked to him about it? Dang, he got 4.6 million followers. God damn. Have you talked to him about translating his stuff over to YouTube? Because is he gonna stick with? I know y'all may or may not talk to him.
Yeah. I've been. That's what we actually been talking about lately. I'm trying to get him on YouTube now because, you know, TikTok, you never know what the fuck you can have. No, you could get banned, like, immediately. They won't even tell you shit. So I've been trying to help him, like, kind of learn how to teach him kind of how to edit and stuff so he could transfer over.
Let me read through these.
How's that coming along? Like, how from, like, a scale of 1 to 10, how's his editing?
I'll give it a 6. You know what I'm saying? 6.
Okay. Would you let him edit one of your videos?
Hell no.
referencing that song from earlier.
Yeah. You talking about Dizzy Cypher. Yeah. That jump was hard.
Okay. Was that some Double XL shit?
Yeah, they did like a whole cipher in it. It was like, I don't know how many rappers it was. It was a shitload of, like, anime rappers. And they was just spitting, bro. I was like, this shit was fire. I ain't gonna blame.
Unk says, CJ the Champ, are you coming to the LKIAB meetup? We doing a cookie contest. You want in?
What?
Ignore that last part.
Ignore. Okay. Oh,
it's
God.
Called
ignore.
Cookie, and it's a contest that we are inviting all of our guests.
I'm not participating.
He's a judge. He's actually.
I'm not judging.
He has a ref shirt.
He's the editor.
He's gonna wear the goggles. He's gonna wear the champagne goggles they wear when they win a championship. And he's
he's OD. He's nasty. He's crazy.
That's disgusting. Joe B is hella excited that you're here. So between TikTok and YouTube, which algorithm is more fickle and random? TikTok.
Like just TikTok. Random and shit? TikTok. You can blow up instantly.
100%, yeah.
Instantly.
It don't matter. Take one.
And, that's it.
And you can have a flopper and you could have did the same exact video you just did that blew up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No rhyme or reason behind any of it.
Nah, TikTok is absurd.
Okay, so let's tap pockets for a second.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but fuck it.
No, we're here. When you were on TikTok exclusively, at your peak, how much money were you making?
Was it over 100?
Just 100? TikTok, bread. Okay. I'm actually intrigued.
Just TikTok, yes.
That was my next question, too. I ain't gonna lie.
Just TikTok.
Just off of... God damn, bro. I'm about to expose the shit out of this app. Just off of TikTok. Well, this is how I could compare it.
Include brand deals if it's applicable.
Including brand deals.
Yeah.
I would say maybe $2,000.
Jesus!
Wait, a month or
in total.
And how many views would you say you were like getting a month?
About 5 mil.
Yeah, fuck that.
You know what's crazy? That's still more than YouTube shorts right now. But
why does homeboy still want to do TikTok at that point? The fuck?
Exactly. That's why I got the first check from YouTube.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I said, fuck it.
Yeah.
You still do TikTok or you
hell no, YouTube I ain't now. Going back to that all shit. Right.
I made my
last post on TikTok about a year ago, and that whole comment section is like, bro, it's been a year. Like, I'm not coming back, nigga. Nah.
2,000 is...
$2,500
$5 mil?
Oh my God.
So is that including brand deals and everything, too?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I want y'all to know CJ has 1.3 million followers on TikTok, 3.12 million likes. So you know the views are just way crazier than that.
The YouTube guys, let's say you're averaging 5 million views a month. How estimated guess on what you think that
on YouTube?
On YouTube, oh, yes.
Fuck. It depends on the niche, channel. To be honest, yeah, it depends on the niche, but
say NBA YouTube. Let's use NBA YouTube. For NBA YouTube.
I ain't gonna give people my direct shit so they can divide.
It's more than 2,000.
It's five figures in a month.
Yeah. It's way more than, and I think that's five figures. What on the middle high?
Five million no shorts views. That's easily in the five figures. Easily.
Yeah, easy. Yeah, I was thinking right.
I'd say like 20.
I'd say
off the top of my head.
You think 20? I think
might
five,
be more.
5 mil a year or 5 mil a month?
No, five mil a month.
5 mil in a month. That's like
yeah. 20. Yeah, somewhere around that.
That's okay. 10x what
you made. Yeah, somewhere around that.
So with that being said, now currently with your YouTube money, I'm assuming that you would make more than you would make like if you went into your degree field or whatever, right? Like if you went like when you graduate college and you went, let's just say you got a job in your career field, are you making more on YouTube now than you would if you?
Yeah. At this point, yeah, because I mean, with my career field, like you gotta first secure that shit. So because like I kind of work in like news and like media and stuff, and with news you gotta start out like real low. Like I'm talking about like trenches, like they make you go out to a crime scene and report, but yet they only gonna pay your ass like 15 an hour,
intern type shit,
because you gotta like keep on going up until you can get to like maybe like a desk anchor or some shit like that.
Are you currently making more than your parents, like combined? I'm tapping pockets here.
Yo, this nigga's crazy.
No, not yet.
No, I only wanted
to
say.
Are you closing in? Are you closing in?
Yeah. But I'm
tell them to move out. As soon as you get close,
I'm be coming knocking on doors saying, "Come in soon."
You come in.
Hey, speaking of the folks, though, how quick was they to accept if it wasn't off rip that you doing YouTube and shit?
Oh, bro. It took a minute. See, the thing, they didn't like it until I brought in that first YouTube check. They didn't give a fuck about my TikTok. They said, nigga, we don't care. Finish your degree. Mm-hmm. They said, we don't give a shit about, like, any of that shit because they didn't believe in none of that shit. Because, like, I remember back in the day, I think I actually made my first YouTube channel back in, like, 2013 because I was a trick shotter. I wanted to join FaZe and shit.
Everybody.
So I was playing Call of Duty all day, just hitting trick shots, hitting clips and feeds and all that shit. My parents did not give a fuck because I kept on telling them, but mom, if I become a YouTuber and this and that, but they didn't listen to shit. But when I first started getting on TikTok, I kind of started getting like my exposure. I got a check. They were like, these little baby ass pennies, you ain't gonna do shit with this. But then I got that first YouTube check, then they said, okay.
Yeah. That's how I go. All right, I just had to make sure. That's how I go.
Why do you think that people stay on TikTok then? Like, I know it's not easy to go to YouTube at all, but why do you think people just exclusively stay on TikTok?
I kind of guess it's because it's just, you know, hard to just get on YouTube. I mean, some people like to be complacent. Like, they see what they got and they don't want to lose that shit. Because if you got 1 million followers on TikTok, you ain't going to lose that shit. Because it's a risk. It's always a risk to going over on YouTube. Because the thing is with TikTok, I forgot what they do. When you try to promote your YouTube on that bitch, I don't know what it is, but it'll diminish that, like, that entire, like, algorithm for that. Like, it's going to take
Twitter,
it down.
Twitter and the links.
It diminishes it. Because they don't want you promoting another video site on their video site, you feel me?
Yeah.
So it's just very hard to do that shit. So I guess that's kind of why they just do it like that, but I don't know.
Kind of like YouTube.
Because we tapping pockets, over under on the first YouTube check. The first one, I was like, all right, I believe it. You don't got to give me the exact estimate, but just over and a good over under. Over 4,000.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Over 8,000.
He's gonna keep going up. He's crazy.
Yeah.
Over 8,000.
Yeah.
Over 12,000.
Yo, Dom.
Stop it right there. Stop it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, stop it right there.
They better fucking believe it.
Under first, like, first AdSense is activated.
Being said, AdSense activated. Congratulations. Welcome to YouTube 8 bands. I ain't gonna lie, CJ's richer than me, y'all.
You know what's crazy? Like that question. That's thousands of times more than anything I've ever heard from, like, a lot of people. A lot of people start in the hundreds. Like, if the hundreds, like
500 at best on the first
one. I just got enough to pull out, because you know you need X amount of dollars to pull it out.
There's a threshold.
This is
sounding like a crazy ass start to YouTube. The more we really talk about it, bro, it's crazy.
Congratulations, bro.
What you finna say before I keep going?
Okay. So my next question is something I've been, you know, researching myself. And I feel like not enough creators really answer this question. And if you don't have an answer for it, perfectly fine, perfectly understandable. But is there a long-term plan to the content creation shit? Is this something you see yourself doing for the rest of your life, for the next 10 years? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you just taking it day by day type shit?
See, with that, it's just, with YouTube and content creation, it's just like, you just got to see how the road just goes, because it's a bumpy ass road. Some days you hot, some day you cold. You could fall off at any time. So, like, you want to believe that you could do this all the time, but you never know when you could just fall off. So, it's just...
Go ahead.
It's just, like... I don't know how to really describe that. Like, that's all I can really say is, like,
If you don't have an answer, that's it's a loaded question.
We got where your mind at, so.
A perfect answer myself. So.
Yeah, because I'm never going to say that, like, oh, I'm going to do this for, like, 10 years, nigga. I could fall off tomorrow. Niggas will be like, I don't fuck with that nigga shit no more. Because that's just how niggas work, bro. So,
how old are you?
I get
I'm 22.
Damn.
It was like 24,
25. 24? Hell nah, nigga.
It's not even that old.
It's
Pop's brew.
I'm about to say, damn, Unk. Tia.
Relax. We got to relax in the building. No, I think we talk about this, like, you know, sometimes and off air and all this stuff. Like, you know, people ride a high, especially, you know, social media can bring you really high and it can bring you really, really low. And I'm gonna just call out the names. I don't know if you're familiar with them. Like, we looked into Shakedown and iPod King Carter like last week, and we saw like where they're at currently versus where they were in their peaks, even like Chris Smooth and stuff like that. It's just not the same. So we're asking, like, yo, what do you do when you used to pull 500K, 1.2 mil, 2 mil a video, and you're all the way down to 10,000 views a video, 8,000 views a video.
And you establish a certain type of lifestyle at your peak. So
I said go to heaven. I can't do that heartbreak. I said I'd go to heaven, but that's
God damn, really?
If I had a video that just did 5 mil, I'm like, bet I'm on fire. Next vid, 10K, I'm going to heaven. Simple as that. It's as simple as that, bro. I'm out of here. Fuck that. I don't know about y'all.
Listen, I love the honesty, bro. I love the honesty.
That shit, fuck no. Can't do it.
Horizon says, when we get in the Black Air Force or the Vegeta Black Air Force vid.
I don't know, because that nigga just got the fuck disrespected out of him in the last video.
Yeah.
Foul.
Vegeta get cooked too much for all that.
It's gonna be hard to do it. Because
he's a loser. What you ain't gotta see? Yeah. Like, he's a loser. That's why.
He's a written loser, bro.
He's literally a loser, bro. Got done by Zarbon. Like, what are we doing here, bro?
He's anime like, KD. Bro.
I will say Vegeta's peak of being a fucking savage was during that beginning of the Namek arc and like that Saiyan saga. Then you know he fell off like in like the Cell saga and shit. He was getting his ass beat. But then I would say he truly became back to being a menace in like the Buu saga when he became Majin Vegeta. Then that nigga was on some shit. Yeah, but it's just now like with Super too, he's looking like a bitch.
Yeah, and Super he's a dad. Fuck it. Super he's just good dad. W dad.
Horizon continues to say, Omar, you probably only seen Sailor Moon with your girl and Hunter x Hunter. Listen, Horizon literally needs glasses to see. He depends on corrected vision in order to see contacts or whatever.
I can vouch that Horizon is handicapped. Yeah. He was forsaken at birth. He cannot see. His eyes are bad.
He got a tag in his car?
Oh, God.
Might as well. I feel like it's illegal that he doesn't have it in his car. This is crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is crazy, Nick's up. This is crazy.
I wanted to bring this up. We only have about 3 women that watch our podcast live. Amari says, yo, fine nigga on the pod tonight? Question mark. Now, I brought this up specifically because she's sitting in the lap of her boyfriend as she types this.
And she didn't type it until we gave the over unders on that first YouTube check. Crazy.
Yes, that's absolutely insane. Joe, like I said, Joe is excited. Any chances of more people?
Joe's having this is the best day.
And I go be.
Joe said, any chances of more people being added to the roundtable over time, or is it pretty much set for the time being?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to find a picture of a bigger table. Because I'm
Joe,
about to start adding more.
Wait, so can I ask, what was it that started the idea to have the round table? And what started the idea for Black Air Force Energy?
Oh, so the thing is, that's a funny part. The round table was literally just a concept, just some dumbass joke I said for an Aaron Yeager video. That shit wasn't even real. That wasn't even a real thing. All I just said was, will he join some gods amongst these men or some dumbass shit? And I just made some raggedy ass little PNG table and said, here. But niggas ran with that shit. They thought that shit was like, oh, this is a whole series. So that's why a lot of people always ask, like, yo, where's this video for that person? Where's that video? Simple. I haven't made it.
Like, would you say that's the dumbest thing or like the most random thing that you've done that just blew up? Because I know that's like a lot. All right, a lot of people had that one thing that you just never thought mattered. And next thing you know, everybody in your whole fucking fan base love that shit.
That never thought, bro. That was a dumb joke that ended up just sailing into a whole series.
Fuck it.
Cool, bro. Says Damo and Omar, I gave y'all $200 whole. And we ain't get a print check. We robbing fans now? That's wild. Where's the content kings I loved?
Hey, I just want to say, first and foremost, I pulled up in Discord after the pod. He did it. I just want everybody to know, I said, and I quote, me and Omizi for $200, 100 each, will do a print check. Omar never agreed. Omar never showed up. So I can't show my print until Omar shows his as well as agreed upon.
Make sure you guys, you keep that between them two motherfuckers right there. Make sure I'm not putting the price on my fucking print.
Social stage is going down if we do a print check. No cap.
Especially after the memes they made today. Oh, yeah. No, hell no. Can't do it.
Malk Hendricks says to CJ, how do you feel about some creators copying your content? I understand getting inspiration, but some of them are just too similar. Eggplant dinner plate.
Yeah, that emoji is mad funny, bro.
Bro. I ain't never seen that combination of emojis before. That's actually true.
No, I have never seen niggas say diggy like that. That's crazy. Eggplant. Eggplant dinner plate is kind of crazy.
How do you feel about them copying your content?
Oh,
I mean, question though.
Their name?
Call names. I'm say, you say, call,
yeah. Is there a name?
That I'm, you not, can, even you I'm not even asking him to call out names. I just
am I going on like a on a call out spree or what?
No, based off the question,
if you want to, we ain't tell you do nothing.
Based off the question in your face, I know you immediately thought of at least one person that's been.
Let's be honest. Listen. I want you to understand. If there's one pod, if there's one podcast where it's a safe space to be honest, and I'm not saying you have to throw whoever this is under the table, but there's been a time where you might have seen a thumbnail and thought, "Hey, man, this look like my video," and it's not. Or you might have seen somebody instead of Black Air Force Energy, you know, Black Van Energy or some shit.
Tim's Energy type shit.
Big Tim Energy or some shit. You know, anything. Who is this person? These people? This group? Or, you know, let's
get inside school.
Or if you don't.
All right. Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Damn. Nah, this is crazy. Y'all trying to get into the caught. I ain't doing my job.
Skip the question, bro.
Nigga. Go ahead. Hey, look. Being vague about it. You don't gotta say no names. How do you feel about people copying your content,
bro? I really don't matter. I really don't like really care about that. Like, it is what it is. But like, I do see like some people. I do see niggas saying sensei, but the thing is, I am cool with sensei, so don't try to start no fucking beef, niggas.
They're trying to in the chat, bro. Okay.
Exactly, though. So don't try to start that beef because I'm cool with that nigga. I just texted that nigga like 30 minutes ago. But
yo, this nigga stopped, bro.
Hey, man. We're federal over here sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. I should have told you that.
Great. It's not even federal. We're honest. This is listening.
Honesty, yeah, that's what it is.
But I do see other people. Like, do some shit, but
call them out. Are they your friends too? Like, hey,
yeah, did you check?
No, the only one I'm cool with is sensei. I'm cool with sensei.
All right, so who the ones you're not cool with? So who's the one you're not?
Yeah, how you gonna call out sensei but not the one they're friends?
Hey, gold medal.
Hey, if you don't start calling folks out, I'm about to just start looking up people.
And... he's literally about to just search them. He's about to search Black Air Force and be like, I guess he's a dick sucker. He's a shadow clone.
It's because I follow him. He used to make videos. He still does. Yo, fuck Swag Kage.
What the fuck?
That's not winning. Swag Kage, he used to be he's nasally and nerdy, like but
wow.
Is he on your YouTube? Is he on the list?
Me personally? Hell yeah, what the fuck?
I got Swag Kage outro low key. The little bluebird jump. That shit crank.
Listen, I just feel like YouTube is a better
place. Ain't that Naruto's outro?
But he remixed it. Or somebody remixed it. It's a remix version. And I got
he makes good informative content, but he's like what we were saying earlier. We're like,
Oh, he's definitely a power scaler.
You're 3 hour. This is 3 hour and 10 minute video of ranking every Naruto character from weakest to strongest, or your 30 minute video of what if Orochimaru took Sasuke's body. You come on now, y'all slept through part of that, and when you woke up, it was still gone, right?
Oh my god,
you leave me out of this. Yeah, I fuck with
CJ. Somebody say something.
Leave me. This is you.
I don't know who he is. I don't know who he is. So
I ain't trying to have no beef with nobody.
But it's not beef. You got to care for it to be beef. That's what I'm saying. You got to care for it to be beef. This isn't beef. This is just CJ stating what CJ is seeing in the community that CJ's dominating.
Okay. Well, I have my two niggas. My two niggas I really fuck with is Sensei and your bud Tevin. Those are like my two niggas. We actually starting a group soon. But
oh shit.
Other than that, it's fucking
other than that. Other than that.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I fuck with Dizzy 8, the nigga that made that the Black Air Force song. I fuck with his shit. He can spit some bars. And but everybody else, y'all gonna fuck y'all.
Yeah, I can
fuck
y'all.
Look, Unk says Vegeta is hated by the creator. He's a better character than Goku. If we being honest, that's on 55th Street.
No, he's not.
I'm gonna act like I can pronounce this.
Kiriyama's a custard. Let's be real.
Kaido getting a Black Air Force video, 2023 guaranteed. But when we get in that Mugen vid, yo, y'all gotta stop letting me read these.
Do y'all watch the pod, bro? All these super chats, like for real. Are y'all like returning viewers sending super chats or like yo, CJ on the pod? Like,
he's saying names and anime ass. Like, oh, fuck.
I ain't never seen these dudes, bro. Like, who are y'all?
Zion says, just joined the Let's Keep the Buck Discord, been subbed to you souls for probably 2 years, been watching the pod maybe 7 months, just here for all the excellence y'all bring. And CJ, when you going back on Tevin's channel?
Whenever he want to do this Baki drinking game.
Graduate Boss says, I don't know if y'all asked yet, but do you watch basketball, CJ? Also, I'm going to need to talk to Souls at the end of the pod.
What does that mean?
You watch basketball?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Who's your favorite team slash player?
I don't know, bro.
You don't gotta.
I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it because I know niggas gonna be calling me. The niggas gonna be saying the day eating crazy, bro.
Is it Curry?
Say it.
Is it Devin Booker?
Say it, bro. Live your truth. Live your truth.
Nah. Yeah.
LeBron.
LeBron, bro.
Who's your goat?
I know niggas. Now my goat is Jordan because, like, the stats.
He's sick. He about to cry. You done broke his heart.
So LeBron's your favorite player, but the ball headed minutes is still your goat. How is this possible?
I just look at the stats, bro.
You can't look at the stats.
Now. This is what I will say. If LeBron maybe gets like. If he gets this scoring, whatever he's going for, this all-time scoring shit, and then he get maybe another championship, then yeah, I'll put him over.
He already passed Jordan, though, so why does he need to get the whole scoring?
to 40.
He passed Jordan. Yeah. He got to pass Kareem to be better than Jordan. He already passed Jordan.
He went from 39999 to 4000, and he passed Jordan right there, bro.
Hey, man.
Let me see. Joe sent in another one.
Joe, keep him coming.
And you trying to throw me? You trying to throw me a curveball like I was a hooked on phonics? Rip Kazuki Takahashi, the creator of Yu-Gi-Oh. May the heart of the cards guide his soul. Chill, be so. Stop laughing. This is a rest in peace super chat, bro. But this is crazy.
God damn it, I hate this podcast.
There was no way that was a fucking serious memorial tribute to the creator.
Yeah, may his cards go crazy.
May the guardian cards guard his soul? What the fuck?
For disclosure of Let's Keep It a Buck, we do honor the passing. Rest in peace. But
My last question before I show this clip. I heard you power lift. Our producer said that you power lift.
Yes.
Why do you power lift?
That's
crazy.
Get up. No, I just asked.
No, because it's gonna guide me into how I ask these next questions. So why do you
we can't exercise like dang.
No, because somebody you know, I don't know if y'all ever been to have y'all ever seen those shows, but back in the day, I don't know why they came around or whatever they came for. Have y'all ever seen those like Christian power lifters that were like y'all ain't never seen that?
No.
Okay. I gotta find it.
On 12 o'clock TV on Sunday, like hey, this
channel
is
5, bro.
I gotta find it, bro. It's these Christian power lifters, and they're like, through all things in Christ that strengthens me, I can rip this phone book in half, and then they like rip the phone book in half and shit like that, bro. All right. All right. It's because I sound crazy right now. Just tell me why you got into powerlifting. Tell me why you got into powerlifting.
Oh, well, I just wanted like kind of, you know, like I was fat as shit, like back before, like in high school. So I just kind of like needed something to like, you know, like just get me into doing stuff. So I lost like a bunch of like weight. I got down all the way like maybe 175 or some shit. But then, like, I started, like, lifting weights and shit. So, I guess I just got into powerlifting just because I just saw, like, niggas, like, lifting heavy-ass shit. So, I was like, damn, I don't want to be, like, some little shrimp dick-ass nigga not lifting shit.
Oh, wow.
So,
equivalent weights to shrimp dick. Yeah,
No. I don't even know why I brought that comparison up.
okay. Let's redo that shit. The results varied, bro. It didn't grow. Fuck.
Yeah, okay. They said my dick was gonna grow bigger. If
I thought I would have a bigger cock.
I was like, hey man, they just can't be little lifting like that. I'm like, all right,
yo, this guy at the gym told me he should grow from like 8 to 10. Like,
yo, CJ, I would not take this if I was you.
What?
I would not take them talking about. You thinking your dick would grow bigger if you started powerlifting?
Oh no. That's good. I didn't mean that shit. I mean like I'm into saying like some skinny ass nigga shit though. But like, I don't know why, bro.
Do you currently still do it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what are we maxing out at? Like, I don't, you know,
deadlift. Shit. Deadlift just got to 595, trying to bust into 600.
Yeah,
I ain't never did a deadlift.
I ain't doing that one. I'm being
that we will put you on your neck, boy.
Broly for real.
Say that again one more time, because we got somebody that power lifts in the community. So I, you know, say that again.
Oh yeah, talking about Stefan.
I just did fucking 380 or some shit today.
you said how much do you deadlift?
595.
Yeah, they ain't got that. Hell no.
Somebody keeps doing this. Why do they keep doing this?
Nah, that was a new combo. I ain't gonna care. I've never seen
these are your fans, by the way. I want you to know that. See, they can pick me up.
Yup. They love it.
Anderson got the flight picture too, bro.
What's it called?
Training for the tournament power.
And then what about like squat and bench press if you do those?
Squat, obviously, bro. I don't want niggas saying like, oh, you got some chicken legs ass nigga. So squat thing around, like I ain't done like a big power lift on squats lately, but I think the last max out I did on squats was maybe like 435, something like that. But bench is still at like 365, but I'm trying to get those more up. Because like I don't know why my deadlift
strong
is
as fuck.
I don't even know what the power scale is. So
is it over 9,000?
It's 365 a lot.
Wait, I got you. Yo, Omar, what's your maxes? What's your maxes, Omar?
I don't power lift per se. No, deadlift. I'm at like a 360 somewhere around there. 360 in the deadlift area, and then squat. I'm gonna be fucked always. I'm only ever gonna max out at 300 for right now. So.
What about bench? Then, what about bench? Yeah,
bench is like 225 or something like that. I'm definitely not. And I feel like I've never one rep max on bench. Like, well, I haven't in a long time, but 225 is where we're at. But until I get my like leg stronger, I won't go over 300. It just won't happen physically. I don't know if you've ever been injured. I don't know if you've ever been injured, CJ. Injuries are the worst thing ever. Take care of that shit immediately, bro. That is my advice for the fucking youth. Shit sounds crazy. Bezos, you got my? Did you get the Twitter DM?
Yeah. Oh, is it the? Right.
These are the Christian power lifters that I was talking about. There shouldn't be any music in this video.
You want me to show it?
Yes.
All right.
Cause I don't want y'all to look at me like I'm crazy. They go to these little churches, and they go to like community centers, boys and girls clubs, and they do these feats of exercise, through Christ. You feel me? You see the cross on their shirt, and he's gonna like bend this frying pan.
What the fuck is that?
And so right, so he does this, and he says he does it because of God, cause God allowed him to do these things. This was me. Like, back in the day, this was me in the crowd. I was like, oh, this shit is crazy. These guys are bending frying pans and ripping phone books in half and shit like that.
What? Look at this. Is he blowing up a whoopee cushion?
I'm about to say, is he about to pop a whoopee cushion? To show
a That's not, it's not a whoopee cushion. You know the little heating pad? That's what it was, that he blew up and burst it with his...
Wait. Rewind that. Rewind what the fuck I just
Yeah, you saw that too? I'm like,
go back what 15 the seconds. Fuck? These weak ass.
He didn't use it. Yeah, that was no force use. There was no force use. I don't give a fuck. Chad, kill me. Fine, whatever.
I don't know. If y'all aren't impressed, I feel like this is like watching the Globetrotters. You know, when you're a kid, the Globetrotters were like amazing.
Like I'm watching WrestleMania.
And then look at it.
What in the fuck?
What am I watching? And
you saw he made a cross after that, right?
Hey, that's creative, though. This nigga thought of making a cross like just out of that.
All right, this is the phone book shit. So then when they do two phone books, that's when like the show is over, because like that's the most impressive thing in the world. Like two phone books. This is the most dick suck.
Yeah, nah, bro, I'm good.
Yo, this is the most impressive shit when I was five.
What the fuck? What are he trying to show?
That they can't undo his hands.
Oh my God, I'm so strong that they cannot make me break my grip. In the name of
this
Christ.
This shit is impressive. Okay. Yeah, in the name of Christ. Remember, all
in the
of
name
this
of Christ, they should not break my grip.
Like, all of this is through Christ who strengthens you.
He's about to break out of handcuffs, W anime.
Get the fuck out of here with them cheap ass Spencer's handcuffs. All right, bro. All right, man. They tried to arrest me. Is that you in the crowd right there? Is that you? Is that you? Sitting this is why it's so memorable. Who more flashed on camera? Look at
that's me right there. That's me right there on the left.
That's him. He remembers this.
Hey, why cut so focused too? Right?
Yo, he break out these.
Dang, he really getting into it. Like,
yo, he break out these guys. I'm
telling you, I shit you not. This is single handedly. We don't gotta watch anymore episodes, but this is single handedly like one of the most impressive things. And the next one, I saw monster trucks, and the next one was the Globetrotters, and I was like, "Oh my God,
life is amazing!"
Life is so amazing.
When Mark Henry pulled up a monster truck, I freaked out. I ain't okay. I was like, "Oh shit, Mark Henry's strong as hell." It's like shit.
Mark Henry pulling a truck on WWE Omar is way more believable and impressive than some white man shouting John's 3:16 L holy cinder blocks that are breaking before.
Yeah, nah, you can't convince me, bro. Elbow with no force further than this, and everything. Phil, I'm sorry.
And I went home and I fucked all the phone books up in the house. I'm about to read these last couple of super chats. We sold dropped the Q&A. Pages had little tears. No, this is all right. So this is my thought process.
I can do 10 pages.
No. This is my thought process. I try to do it straight out. Whole time, like as I got older, there's a trick. You just bend it in a little bit. So I was like, man, maybe they had like little rips. So I went and I tiny ripped every single page in the phone book until I made it like, you know, kind of rip. And then I still thought I could do it. Definitely couldn't, you know what I'm saying? I was a I was a child. I didn't have enough muscle to rip this shit. It was a bad look. I fucked up every phone book in the house.
How many phone books did you have?
I'm going to say, how many phone books were in the house?
Remember, Damo might remember. Remember, they used to just sometimes they throw phone books on the porch and shit like that. Like, not the official that phone book, but we had 80 phone books. Fuck them all up.
Just a bunch of them. My grandma did have a ton of fucking phone books.
Yeah. Nico's clip says to CJ and Sage, maybe Souls, out of the big three, who has the best music?
Well, fuck me.
That was crazy.
Fuck me.
Who was the big three?
Yeah, who
talking about like anime big three?
Anime big three.
Maybe Souls can help. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
he is
Souls
talking about anime big three.
Who's the anime big three?
Bleach, that's what I'm saying. It's not
Bleach, Naruto, and
One Piece. Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
And Dragon Ball?
I thought Dragon Ball was in there. No, I used to think it was Dragon Ball too. Apparently, it's not. I've only seen Naruto, so I gotta say Naruto by default.
I say Bleach.
Yeah, some people say Bleach every time I bring up Naruto. So I know it's not One Piece. It can't be One Piece.
Nah. Well, I mean, One Piece has started to get better music later on, but I just thought that Bleach always had like, you know, the most solid ass soundtrack.
Hey, before we bring up the guest, I had a question that I probably shouldn't have like had us write down and shit. Oh fuck.
Go ahead.
Get super chats first.
Darius says, hey CJ, you like BBWs?
Oh, okay.
Well, I should eat some lunch with you.
Oh, do I gotta answer the question?
Yeah,
100%. Yeah,
you know, fuck it, bro. I like them BBWs, nigga. You know, what I'm
saying? You better like them, nigga. You can lift them. What do you mean?
Zion says CJ out here trying to bench press a Ford F-150.
This is crazy.
And then Malk says, lift all them weights just to get hit with this 40. Shakespeare. Malk, you are 12.
I swear, bro. It'd be the niggas that always be like, bro, this nigga lift weights just to catch a bullet. Nigga, what if I got a gun too, nigga?
This nigga gonna
catch a bullet first, nigga? You better pull the trigger, nigga.
That's a race at that point.
A gun and muscles is crazy. All right.
I was going to say, I didn't know we was all right at the hour, Mark. I would have asked you way earlier. Biggest menace, or I know Majin Buu is at the head of your table. Is it still him, or do you have a bigger menace than him? I know you kind of content.
I'm gonna make an a la carte video, but I don't know. Like,
that nigga slid on the dead
ops. It's hard to compete with Buu because he slid on dead ops
that he killed.
That's some crazy ass
slid
shit.
Slid on dead ops that he killed, bro.
That's some ridiculous ass shit. But I don't know, bro. I think Boo stands right now until I see some more crazy ass shit.
I bet. Just had to make sure you ain't full. All right, let's get these niggas up here. Nah, some niggas say Madara, Sakuna. Nah, that nigga slid on dead ops that he killed, bro. Hell no.
Yeah.
I don't even know shit like that at the point.
This one's definitely not gonna be anime related. Yeah, I was gonna bring Stephanie up.
All right, so Unk told me that I was called a bitch on the pod, and I was confused. But then let me speak. But then I heard these niggas talking about bench pressing, right? So, CJ, what's your bench press? I wasn't here for that. What's up with that?
About 365.
Oh, that's weak. I bench 405, so I know why. I got an end question.
Wait, hold on. I got a question for you real quick.
Bro, can I wait? Bro, let me ask the first time.
Let me ask you a question.
What's your deadlift? What's your deadlift, nigga?
What's your deadlift?
Yeah, what's your deadlift? What's your deadlift?
620.
He said 620.
Hold on, how much you weigh though?
That's like 195, 200.
Okay. All right, he valid.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hold on. Aren't you on a teacher salary though?
What the fuck?
Yeah. CJ, I got you.
Is Aizen the best anime villain of all time?
For me, yes. I would say it's a tie between Aizen and Doflamingo for me.
Yeah, that nigga went to the woo.
That nigga. Hold on.
Shit, that nigga eyes in on him. Fuck it.
Somebody said this is Walmart clearance Long Beach Griffey.
Yeah, he definitely got the lowest end in the plan.
Yo, what's on this man's head?
Bro, hey, you was in my head the other day, Omar, bro.
Are you deep conditioning?
Bro, chill out, bro. Hey, I just want to say, I was on the other day, and I said Berlizzi was goated. I'm not going to harp too much on it, but he did say he was an inspiration, B-Souls. That's what I'm saying. But, hey, I love
he
all
these. He slid for Berlin.
Wait.
That nigga slid for Berlin, dog.
Got my ass.
Got you.
You know how good you got to be to be
look,
an
look,
ass?
Look, I just want to say that I do really love y'all content, though. I've been watching y'all for about probably like 8 months now, and I really fuck with all y'all shit, bro.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, bro. Hey, y'all keep doing y'all thing.
Wait, go wash the conditioner out of your hair, bro.
All right, bro.
Yo, Omar. I really fuck with shit, bro.
I'm saying, bro.
Y'all keep doing your thing.
Y'all so annoying. I hate him.
Let's get one more, bro. I ain't never seen bro here before.
Yo, what up? You guys can hear me?
Yo, his yes. Double D is crazy.
Okay. I can't really scream because it's like 3 a.m. here, so I'm going to keep it on the low. If you can't hear me, tell me.
We good.
You good?
Okay. One question for CJ now. When is the Balalaika video is coming out?
Are you talking about Balalaika? When do I want to do it? I got to think. Because I got some stuff planned right now.
Yeah.
You think?
I mean, we all know Balalaika deserves to be on that table. So,
oh, I know, most definitely. She's crazy. Actually the most different breed character off of there. But
love that.
No, I'll give it about 4 more videos. 4 more videos, and I'll do it.
Okay, I'll wait. Now, before I go, I know Bezos and what's it called, Domo are laughing in the back. I'm sorry, but my English is pretty bad. Because I'm Italian, so you know I'm trying my best here.
Oh no, it's not your.
No,
name.
No, it's not. It's not.
I'm seeing Horizon. I'm seeing Horizon in the gulag. Just.
It's not. No,
you good? You good, bro?
No, I want to know why. Why are you up at 3 a.m.? You're up at 3 a.m. to catch us live.
Damn.
I just can't sleep, and I love the Let's Keep the Buck podcast too much just to miss it.
Damn.
It's 3 a.m., nigga. That's kind of crazy. I ain't gonna
appreciate it, man.
Are you in Omar, Italy? The funny thing is, I'm majoring in architecture, so we don't get to sleep often. So it's normal for us.
I feel it. I'm up at night too, bro. I feel it.
Hey, 3 is crazy, nigga.
We appreciate you for supporting, my guy.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, really, really, guys. I love your content to a thief. Keep up. You really inspire me. So I love the podcast, love the energy that the chat brings. I love everything about the Let's Keep It A Buck.
Appreciate it. Dom is killing me.
Nah, Dom is annoying.
Look, I'm
Dom
not even looking annoying. At the chat, but Dom I know is... they are cooking me, so...
No, you're cool, bro. You're cool.
Chat is nuts. Chat is nuts, bro. Oh, Card Titan is real odd nuts.
I'm gonna say
Souls and Omar, if you don't know what the Card Titan is, I'm sending you a picture. Card Titan's nuts, bro.
I don't think I'm at that episode yet, bro.
It ain't that much of a spoiler, bro.
I just want to know why this nigga's up.
Card Titan is crazy.
You know what's crazy? I wonder if it's just 3 a.m. That nigga sat through an hour-long podcast to ask you that one question, and now he's just up. Listen, before we get out of here, I have one more thing.
Okay.
That I just wanted to get everybody's opinion on.
Hey, y'all. It's the real Vanessa here for day 5 of my 30-day 16-bar challenge. Today's topic is going to be racism. And please keep commenting topics below because I need about 25 more for the rest of the month. So keep them coming, okay? All right. So here we go. Day 5, topic, racism. Racism don't make no sense to me. Seems like it comes from a place of insecurity. Y'all are weird. You want race purity when we're all mixed ethnicities. Why is one better than the other? Who taught you that shit? Yo, stank ass mother. Black, yellow, it's just another color. Take that ignorant shit back to the gutter. On the inside, we're all the same. Same color blood, same color brain. So why would you complain? You just sound insane. Our differences, we should celebrate. Our differences, we need to elevate to take this world to a better place. Where we love one another, no hate. All right, y'all. So there it is, your topic, racism. And please tune in for tomorrow, day 6. And yeah, y'all have a great day. See ya.
Yo, CJ's profile picture got me
dizzy. What the fuck is that? Yo,
is that Peppa Pig with a
I think I mean, does anybody Jonah have any? Does anybody have any thoughts there?
I'm hearing that. I might be pro racism now. I might be pro racism now. Bring back the good old. Make America
great. It is great no again. Longer bigger than black and white.
Make America great again. I tell you,
this CJ. I don't know if you're familiar with her content, but I don't know if you're familiar with her content, but she definitely does 16 bars daily for 30 days. 16
and
bars.
She needs to stop now. not for her.
You didn't think that was good?
But she's trying to get like a TikTok audience, you know what I'm saying? And transfer it over to YouTube. Just like you,
she's
big
getting
bro.
The wrong audience. She's getting
the wrong people, bro.
Let me do because I honestly find these to be the greatest things in the world. Let's play the one from last time. I know
Donald.
But no.
Hey y'all, it's the real Vanessa here for day 9 of my 30-day 16 bar challenge. And today's topic is Obama. So let's go. Obama wasn't my president, but I sure want to suck his dick. He wasn't mine because I'm Canadian, but you know I love my chocolate man, especially one from the state of Hawaii. I want to see him between these thighs. Yes, we can. Get with this man. Come on, Barack, come blow my back. Call me Michelle. I won't tell. I'll whisper in your ear 4 more years. You make my leg shake. God bless these United States.
No, the dick one.
I think the worst part is that she had the I'm a ball laugh after it.
Oh man. Listen.
I hate Omar.
Hey man.
Go Bear!
All right.
All right. That one's saved.
Come blow my back. Listen, man, I had a great time. CJ, we appreciate you coming out. Obama wasn't my president, but I sure will suck his dick. CJ, you got anything to say to people before we go?
I don't know. God bless y'all niggas, man. I don't know. I gotta eat.
He was supposed to eat. You was
on that shit, bro. I'm hungry as hell, but I'll be honest with you.
You better tell. Listen, you make more than them. You better tell them to heat that shit up.
Put it in the air fry. Microwave. Put it back in the oven.
It need to be hot. I'm the breadwinner. It need to be hot when I'm ready.
No. I say that shit, nigga. I get my ass beat, bro. I get my ass beat. You will not ever see another video.
My mom
ever.
Said I am never too old.
Damo, say goodbye to the people, man.
All right, Chaz, me and Mark are Midnight Snack, and we will be back Monday. And hey, man. Call me Michelle, I won't tell. Hey.
Hawaii, my thotties. Sage, say goodbye to the people.
I hate everyone on this podcast.
Whisper right my now. Ear? 4 more years?
Y'all. Oh man, y'all, yo, you motherfuckers!
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, people, bro. Goodbye, people.
Say goodbye.
Peace out, y'all. Shout out, Lola Money, bro.
Gosh. Oh my God! Bye, y'all.
Get us out of here.